91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Matthew Morgan. Today marks the last day for Ontario college students to drop out of their programs and request a refund. Those who apply for the refund are not eligible for support from the Relief Fund. Loyalist students can find the application form for the Relief Fund that's posted on the college website portal, myloyalist.com. According to an email sent Tuesday from Loyalist College Senior Vice President and Chief of Learning Officer Anne Drennan. This comes after the Ontario Ministry of Advanced Education and Skills Development announced that up to $500 will be provided to each student who has financially affected by the faculty strike in October and November. Hastings, Prince Edward Counties have begun offering free parking for the month of December for the 9th annual Feed the Meter campaign. Olivia Tim has the story.
Dropping your spare change into a local parking meter during the month of December can help keep school children fed. The 9th annual Feed the Meter campaign has begun in Hastings and Prince Edward Counties. During the holiday season, parking is free in Belleville, Picton, and Quinte West, but folks are still encouraged to feed the meters to support the local Food for Learning program. Mary Beth Disneau, Executive Director of the Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation, says people recognize the importance of the campaign.
Even though parking is free in the communities of Quinte West, Belleville, and Picton, people voluntarily continue to put money in the meter. They know that that money stays in their community, and they know that that money is benefiting the local Food for Learning programs, and I think that that's what makes it special.
The money raised from this campaign combats food insecurity, a problem Disneau says is higher in Hastings and Prince Edward than in most other places in Ontario.
One of the things that I feel strongly about is being an advocate so that people know what's happening in their community. We continue to have one of the highest rates of food insecurity in the entire province. That speaks to the importance of Food for Learning.
Last year, Disneau says, the Learning Foundation served over 1 million meals and snacks to children. The fundraising goal this year is $50,000. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville's Chamber of Commerce will be holding its annual holiday-themed Mingle event tonight. Its regular holds a social evening several times a year to give members the opportunity to meet each other, network, and get to know new people in the community. The event is open to business, members, and guests free of charge. This year's Mingle will be held at Belleville's Shoreline Casino from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. QNET News will be at the event this evening. More to come tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump is holding strong in his support for candidate Roy Moore, who's facing accusations of sexual misconduct with teenagers. Karen Trevers reports.
President Trump reiterating Tuesday that he doesn't want to see Democrat Doug Jones win the Alabama Senate race. I asked the president, why did he decide to formally endorse Republican Roy Moore? His response?
I think he's going to do very well. We don't want to have a liberal Democrat in Alabama, believe me. We want strong borders. We want stopping crime. We want to have the things that we represent.
The president suggesting that if Jones wins, he'll be another Democrat controlled by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The latest on a possible U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Hamas says relocating the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem breaks red lines. Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Palestinian Islamic Militant Group, said Tuesday that any decision by the Trump administration to recognize the city as Israel's capital would be igniting the spark of rage against the occupation. President Donald Trump has informed Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas he intends to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. No timetable was given. Trump is expected to make an announcement on Jerusalem this Wednesday. Palestine factions have called for mass protests against such a move. Israel captured East Jerusalem, home to sites sacred to Jews, Muslims, and Christians alike. In 1967, war considers the entire city its capital. Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as the capital of their future state. The Ontario Energy Board has found that Brampton Natural Gas Plant gamed the system out nearly $100 million in costs carried by ratepayers. A report from the Ontario Energy Board's market surveillance panel found that the Goreway Power Station repeatedly exploited deficits in the system over several years. Economic Development Minister Brad Dugit was asked about this in a question period today.
There is no excuse for any company in this province to ever game the system of anything that the government's doing. And the fact that this matter has been was found out about by the IESO means that the system in place is actually working.
The government says Goreway has repaid $91 million so far. Gabrielle Bouchard is avoiding criticism that she is unfit to lead Quebec's main women's federation as its first trans president. Bouchard tells the Canadian Press her vision as president is to fight for equality for all women and among all women. Since her recent election, Bouchard has faced harsh criticism in newspapers and online from people who she is incapable of truly understanding the female experience because she was born male. Bouchard says her critics assume all women live the same experiences and notes it's impossible for any president to understand the struggles of all females, regardless of the gender they were assigned at birth. She says her definition of feminism is about not leaving anyone behind. A Colorado cake maker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple because it violates his religious beliefs pleads his case to the U.S. Supreme Court today. Andy Feel has more.
Jack Phillips is the Colorado baker who brought the same-sex wedding cake case to the Supreme Court, saying that forcing him to make one violates his free speech.
I hope and pray it will affirm the freedom of artists to peacefully express themselves.
But the state of Colorado's attorneys say Phillips broke their anti-discrimination law, and a wedding cake is not protected speech. Andy Field, ABC News, the Supreme Court.
That's QNET News on 91X. It's now 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
My YMCA membership is more than a way for me to get some me time on the treadmill. It includes programs for my kids, group classes for me and my husband, and family fun in the pool, so I can get quality me time and we time. To think I just joined to fit in a couple of weekly runs. If you become part of the Y family, you won't pay a joining fee or registration. Plus, there's no locked-in contract. So many reasons why you should do it. What will your why story be? Visit whytheymca.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan with QNET News Sports. Becky Scott, former Canadian cross-country skier, says she's encouraged by the International Olympic Committee's decision to ban Russia from the 2018 Winter Olympics and allow only clean athletes from that country to compete as neutrals. Scott has been an anti-doping campaigner since her bronze medal back in 2002 was upgraded from a silver and then to a gold because athletes who finished ahead of her were disqualified or failed from doping tests. Scott says the IOC's announcement sends a strong message to clean athletes that they'll be protected. She also says if she was competing in Pyeongchang, she would feel there's a greater chance at a level of playing field. Calgary's Chelsea Carey dumped Toronto's Allison Flaxi 9-3 today at the Olympic Trials in Ottawa. Carey has won her first tour round-robin games. She's pleased to be tied with Jennifer Jones in top spot after 9 draws.
I mean, we knew certainly that we were capable of that, but we knew it was a tough field. But we came in a good spot. The focus wasn't really on us, which is great. So we kind of just went about our business and stayed calm and stayed kind of together as a team and learned from our misses and kept getting better and better. And that's what we want to keep doing.
The Belleville Senators and the United Way of Hastings and Prince Edward will be announcing partnership to combat poverty tomorrow beginning at 11:30 a.m. The United Way says that the Senators will be challenging leaders in the community to help donate to fundraise an exhibition game in 2018. The partnership is inspired by an earlier challenge by Maurice Rollins, who has challenged other community leaders to match donations to the United Way. Rollins is well known and in the area for his real estate development and several charitable works. The Quebec Major Junior Hockey League has announced safety changes that include life-saving training for more team staff and more through health questioning and examination of the players. That's in light of the sudden on-ice death of a 16-year-old player that occurred back in August 2013. Jordan Boyd was taken part in a drill during tryouts with the Acadie Bathurst Titan in New Brunswick when he collapsed and couldn't be revived. His father, Stephen Boyd, says the loss of Jordan has been devastating to his family.
I know any parent that's lost a child understands the depths of this pain. We hope that by telling Jordan's story and continuing to advocate for CPR, AED awareness and training, as well as research into inherited heart disease, that our lives can be saved, that some good for others can come from this.
Stephen Boyd says he's pleased with the league's commitment to improve its safety protocol to potentially prevent incidents similar to the one involving his son. In basketball news, in the NBA this evening, the Raptors go up against the Phoenix Suns at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Air Canada Center. The Utah Jazz will be taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder at 8 p.m. And a late matchup between the Washington Wizards against the Portland Trail Blazers will be at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Please send us your team league scores through email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville currently, as of right now, the weather is chilly and cloudy. Tonight will be partly cloudy as well with a minus one. Tomorrow mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon and a high of plus one is also expected. At 4:11 p.m., this is QNET News on the air 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan, QNET News on 91X, next newscast at 5 o'clock.